Voters in Slovenia went to the polls for the second and final round of presidential elections after days of protests over budget cuts and alleged government corruption. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that Slovenia's president faced a major challenge amid concerns that the country may need international financial assistance to avoid bankruptcy.
Opinion polls suggested that incumbent President Danilo Turk faced a major challenge from former Prime Minister Borut Pahor, who was favored to win. Though he has a largely ceremonial post, President Turk is viewed as having overseen the decline of Slovenia's once vibrant economy. The small nation of some 2 million people is facing one of the deepest recessions of the 17 countries in the Eurozone. Its economy has shrunk more than 8% since 2009, while unemployment stands at a record high of nearly 12%. Sunday's presidential vote was held after a tense calm return to the capital, Ljubljana, after violent demonstrations over the weekend. On Friday, over a dozen people were injured and dozens were detained as anti-government protesters tried to storm the parliament building. Riot police faced a barrage of rocks, bottles and firecrackers. Shouting anti-government slogans, the crowd expressed anger about perceived government corruption and its inability to improve the economy. Earlier this year, the conservative government cut all public sector wages and most social benefits to reduce the budget deficit. Ljubljana resident Smiljan Sosic is among those who do not believe that life will improve following Sunday's ballot. He says Slovenia has seen both candidates in power before. They are just going round in circles, but in fact there are no changes. He adds there are no real people and there will not be any changes after these elections. Fears are growing that Slovenia could become the sixth Eurozone country to request a massive bailout from Brussels, at a time when the European Union is struggling with a multi-billion euro rescue for troubled Greece. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.